At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Are you trying to use it for podcast or also big show?
You know what I'm saying.
Both.
Eddie, are you going to eat during this or you want to give you five?
Yeah, do you, you want to wait?
Let's go.
No, let's give him five.
Yeah,
give
him five. Good.
No, he said he was ready and then he gets a new burger and
it's not even mine. Let's go.
Are you just eating the lettuce like Amy?
Yes, coach. I got a veggie burger.
Well, let's wait.
Let's go. I'm ready.
No, you're not ready.
No problem. That's damn good burger.
See, we're not doing that.
We'll wait.
Yeah.
Because there's going to be people on their trucks that aren't happy with that.
All right, guys.
Oh, and the Tim guy, it was all a lie, the Super Bowl bet.
Why?
It's been verified. He provided proof. It ended up being a fake ticket. It was like it was some currency that isn't American, and then they ended up converting the currency, and it doesn't equal $67,000. And as Lunchbox always said, the odds were never $67,000.
He admitted that?
He didn't, but it was a private investigation internally. We still snuffed it out.
I mean, that was when he was trucking overseas. He bought that ticket. No, you're not.
No, you're not, Coach.
Not at all.
Coach, you remind me exactly my relationship. Are you good for dinner? And I'm still on the phone, Coach. I'm still watching the game or whatever.
No.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. I'm still mid-texting.
I'm ready, guys.
Coach, are you ready to go? Now, you know what? Let me go get the cologne on real quick. I ain't ready. Sorry about that. But, yeah, we got special stuff planned for Friday, right, guys?
Oh, very special. I mean, I'm pretty excited about it. I have no idea what we're going to ask them, but it's going to be cool.
I'm pretty aroused by the whole thing.
Okay.
Sizzin, this is Sizzin.
Okay. Sizzins, what's up, man? It's Sizzin.
That's funny.
Can you explain the icing rule?
Don't ask something stupid like that.
Why not?
That's stupid.
Can I ask that?
No.
It's a press conference, right?
No, I think it's like we interview them individually.
Dude, press conference would be legit.
You have to yell it?
Eddie, here's Sore Losers Podcast. Can you explain the icing rule?
Hey, Eddie, Sore Losers here. Can you explain offsides? Eddie here, Sore Losers. Can you explain to me why two people get credit for the assist?
Yeah. What do you feel when you're in that penalty box?
Like, what are your emotions?
What's it like in there?
Power play. Why don't they call it only exciting part of the game?
He takes a laugh track.
He plays it from his phone. Oh my god!
Like, do you guys feel the same when you're playing hockey and you're not on a power play? That it's pretty much a waste of time to watch because there's gonna be no goals. Or do you only get excited when it's power play time? No answer.
And okay. I'll hang up and listen.
Sorry about that, guys.
Hey, guys, got a question here.
In the back.
Yeah, you know, on your bench, you have a door. Why don't you use it? Why do y'all jump over the wall?
That's a good point.
I mean, it's there. Just open it.
It's a real good point.
Like, it's really not that hard.
Can you pick up the puck and run with it, or is there a traveling call in hockey?
Yeah, hey.
Coach, that's a great question because you do catch it. Can you just move a little bit?
Yeah, can you throw it to another teammate? Like, why don't you go Patrick Mahomes and throw it down the ice? I mean, I don't know. It's a great question.
All right, you guys ready?
Right.
Yeah, ready. No, he's still eating.
I'm ready, man.
He's still eating.
Ready.
Okay. All right, I'll give her. I can carry it before. Don't worry. No, I'll do it live. Arnold, you're good. Come on, man. You're a damn good kid. Nope. Get. I said I wasn't going to do it again. Get back. I don't want to hit you anymore. I'll do it live. We are the 1, 2, 3.
Sore losers.
What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports. So I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
What's up, everyone? I'm Eddie, and I know the least about the sports, but I'm your average sports fan, your sports watcher. Don't know the who's who's, and I don't know the what's what's.
It's Sizzin. I'm from the north. I'm an alpha male. I live on the west side currently with Baser, my wife, in Nashville, Tennessee. We are thinking about moving probably in the next 30 years. It will be after the radio gig. We want to go someplace warmer. We're considering Florida, California, Hawaii, and Texas. Guys, over to you.
I want to take a trip down memory lane. I'm going to tell you a little story, okay? So,
when I was a kid.
No.
Earlier this season, I told you to take a flyer on the ramp.
It's a very awkward story that's going to have to take place, but I feel like it needs to take place. It needs to be out there in the open.
I was inebriated.
Everybody needs to hear about this. There needs to be explanation on what happened.
I cheated.
So there's this guy. We'll just hypothetically call him Lunchbox.
What?
He's sitting in the studio last Wednesday after we do this podcast called The Sore Losers.
What the?
And we're looking at the, he's looking at his phone, he's looking at the weather, and it's like, man, next Tuesday looks beautiful. Eddie, we'll just hypothetically call him Eddie, okay? Eddie, we should play golf next Tuesday. And he said, dude, I'm in. Let's do it.
Dude.
And I said, you book it. And he goes, no, you book it.
No, you book it.
No, you book it.
No, you slap me in the ass.
Stop.
So Lunchbox, this Lunchbox guy, just hypothetical, he goes home Wednesday night, and he starts looking up tee times for that next Tuesday.
So you were going to book it?
Yes. And he comes into work the next day.
Foreplay? I typed
to discuss
golf for
Eddie with about golf times. Well, lo and behold, then Eddie is talking to this, hypothetically, a guy named Bobby, okay? And Bobby's like, hey, we should play golf next week. And Eddie goes, Tuesday works best for me.
Guess what happened? You booked it.
No.
I said, you booked it. No. He goes, I got it. We're booked.
No.
Yeah, you just got big time.
Yeah, yes. Guess what? You booked it.
It's called bigger, better deal.
It's called first come, first serve.
No, we had an agreement.
There was no agreement.
Shake my hand on this, Eddie.
There was no agreement. You asked, do you want to play golf on Tuesday?
Yes. And
what did I say?
I said yes. And I texted you, what time Tuesday?
And did I respond?
No.
Exactly.
Why?
So I committed to nothing with you.
But why did you not respond?
Because I was already going with him.
Yeah, because you... No, but you'd already committed to me
that we
were going to play golf.
Verbally, a contract that's binding.
You asked me if I wanted to play golf on Tuesday.
Yes, and I
And my answer was yes.
And I came back the next day to talk to you about times.
And I said, there are no times. I'm not doing it.
Hey,
no, you didn't.
I got you.
Before
a couple
we could even discuss times, you went ahead and booked with him after the day before you said you'd play golf with me. It was just like, what are we doing?
Eddie, you know what? I bought you your favorite box of balls. Here you go, man.
You know what, dude? We're done. We're done. You know what? This isn't going to work out anyway.
No.
This is, you know what? It's come to this. This is the straw that broke the camel's back, dude. We're done.
I got another divorce.
But do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That you agreed
to
play.
Yeah, you're a pain
in the ass. No. You agreed to play golf with me, and the very next morning, you're like, hey, man, Tuesday works better for me because someone else asked you when I had already asked you the day before and we had already talked about playing golf together. Like, did you remember that or did you forget?
Let me just...
No, honestly.
Did you forget? Let me break something to you.
Did you forget?
I'm married. I got 4 kids.
Okay.
We're going to have to break up.
No. Did you honestly forget the day before you had said we should play golf?
No.
No. So why wouldn't you say, hey, I actually already told Lunch I'd play.
Better course.
Thank you, Coach. I mean, you took the words right out of my mouth.
More money.
There are a lot of reasons why I should have gone the way I did.
Better golf carts.
No. Yes, he paid. I get it.
I mean, there are a lot of reasons.
But you never said anything to me. You just made plans with him.
Crickets.
And then just ignored me.
Correct.
Do you go to the Muni or do you go to the one behind the gate?
Would you say that I swindled you?
No. I would say you bigger, better dealed me because I didn't give you any money.
That's what the Tinder swindler did.
No, he didn't do that.
I'm going to book Gaylord then.
I'm just saying.
Are you hurt?
Oh, I was pissed.
No, are you hurt now?
A little bit because yesterday I went and played golf.
You played?
Yeah.
With who?
Me.
My kids.
Me. Yeah. I played with me.
You know how many times I do that?
No.
All the time.
But I never.
I play with me.
Yes.
Because I asked you, the last time we were supposed to play golf, Lunchbox.
I couldn't do it.
No, we booked. I even texted the guy, said, hey, me and Lunchbox are in. We're going. And then 10 minutes later, I can't go. So it's the same thing.
Yes, but I told you. You never said anything to me. You just ignored it and acted like we didn't make plans to go play golf. Right? You just acted like, I'm just going to hope Lunch forgot. And you did. You thought maybe I forgot.
I never assumed.
I never forget a thing. I'm McVay.
Then why wouldn't you say anything?
I never assume that you forget.
Like when I text you, hey, what time? Tuesday.
Yeah.
Crickets. Why not say, actually, man, I bigger, better deal to you.
You know that I did.
I know, but I wanted you to admit it.
And but you saw it go down.
I did.
So what's
but that's what I'm saying.
So
but why did
point?
You ignore it? Why didn't you say something?
You guys are like trying to get at each other on a whole different levels. Like Eddie's Lunch saw it. He still texted him. Eddie didn't text because he knew that he saw it. You hilarious.
He wants me to just come out and say, I'm sorry.
But like,
and right. Literally, you would do the same thing I did.
No, I wouldn't.
Yes, you would.
But
if it was someone else, you would do the same thing.
Position.
I'd be like, hey, man, I'm already got plans.
No. No.
Or I'd at least hit you up and say, hey, dude, like, something happened. I got to go play golf with them.
But
hey,
you know, man, what happened?
Went with the prettier girl.
You know what happened?
But you're
being difficult.
No.
Yes, you are.
So you think it was you think it was better that you just don't say anything at all?
No, you already know. Lunch, this is like me. Like, you seen something happen, and then you literally want to hear what happened. You saw it. You know what's happened.
But you could have said right there in that moment, hey, I already have golf plans.
Okay.
Just saying.
Okay. Move on.
Just saying. Yesterday when I was.
I teed up your ball.
And here's what's. Here's even the funnier
part. No, to the point, he even put.
Oh, yeah. Are we going to start the show,
hey,
guys?
Hey, you want to know the funny part?
Eddie, he even teed up your ball. Eddie should be here pretty soon. I'm playing with another guy. His name's Eddie. He'll be here any minute.
Yeah, hold on. We're going to wait for him to tee off. No, the funniest part of it is I logged on to the golf app, whatever we use, and Eddie
golf
was on
now?
Hole number two. I could see his score. And I was
so you played at the same time.
Yeah.
Well,
I was
you were stalking me. You need help.
No.
You need help.
Hold on.
Eddie hit
stalking you.
You are jealous. You got jealous, and you started stalking my game. Did you watch me play every hole?
No, I have no idea how you shot.
Oh, Eddie hit the fairway on three.
Now, literally, when you open the app,
Eddie.
You have friends that you're friends with.
Funny, I was on the app, too. I didn't see you on there.
No, if they're playing, it says currently playing.
I didn't see you on there.
Well, because I hadn't started yet. I had just logged on, and you were already on hole two.
You got problems, dude.
Let's see.
Move on, all right? We're not married.
Eddie, you haven't closed out from yesterday. It says it's now playing.
Because we're a scramble.
Oh, so you didn't keep your stats.
Correct.
That's why.
Also, Lunch, you know how golf is. You change your plans all the time. For example.
Not him.
A couple days ago. That night before, I text my buddy Justin, hey, it's going to be nice out. It's going to be 70 degrees in Nashville. Can you believe it? Who'd have thunk it? You want to play golf tomorrow? He responded, absolutely, 100%. I'm there, bro, for life. You always my homie. And I said, awesome, we'll play golf. So, 10 a.m., I hit him up. It's here, man. Let's go play golf. Let's hit up that Muni. He texts back. Sorry, I've been procrastinating. I got to study. I can't play. And I said, but earlier you said you could play. And he goes, things change. And I said, true dat, my friend. No big deal. All good for show. 1:30 p.m., he texts me. Hey, man. Got done studying. You want to go hit the golf range? Me. 45 minutes later. Hey, man, I was asleep. I'm sorry, I can't play today because I was taking a nap. That's how golf is.
Are you mad at him?
And guess what? That night, we were laughing about a basketball game.
Tomorrow, me and Lunchbox will laugh about a basketball game.
We will laugh about it. I just wanted to air it out.
On the laundry wire.
Well, I don't know about the laundry wire, but the difference, Ray, is your guy texted you back.
My guy just ignored me. He absolutely just ignored me.
Because you knew the situation.
I knew the situation.
You just wanted to hear it.
But I wanted to hear it from the horse's mouth.
And I knew that.
And the horse went out to the pasture and ignored the call that it was time to come in. Gosh.
All right, come on. Give me a kiss.
No, there's no kiss.
We got to kiss and make
no,
up.
No, we don't kiss and make up.
Like the tender swindler.
To our segue.
Boy.
Like the tender swindler.
The tender swindler.
Wait, warn everyone.
Warn everybody. Guys, you need to skip the next 10 or so minutes of this podcast.
Coach, I don't think you know how long you talk.
Maybe 15.
30. Hey, more like 15.
Well, how long have I been talking so far? How long 15. Was that story? 5 minutes? That's about it.
Coach, how long was that story?
Because I believe I accidentally started recording early. So I've been trying not to do that. But
the boss said stop doing that.
I know. They may have got some extra stuff in there.
You know
been
who
talking 10 minutes.
You know who else was there? See, this is what I'm saying, man. Like, I go play golf with these dudes, and I'm there with the boss, the man of all men, the boss, and a songwriter that's had like 20 hits. I'm networking out there with you. What we have done, I would have watched you be pissed off for 15 holes.
There was no pissed off yesterday. No, there
all
wasn't.
All you got to do is shank it one time, and you won't talk to me for 15 holes.
Nope.
So the boss was telling me, he's like, I listen to Sore Losers. Good stuff. Do you guys know you're recording for the first 10 minutes of the podcast? He's like, I felt like I was listening to something I shouldn't have. And I said, dude, it's Ray. I mean, Ray's
the audio engineer. He's in there working
on
clips.
He's got his thing going on. I don't know. He's supposed to edit it. I don't know if he edits or not. You guys might want to look into that.
My friends, my cousin goes, man, I listen to your podcast. Your editing is a lot sloppier than I thought it would be. I was like, my bad, dude. I'm tired.
Do you edit it at all, Ray?
No. Yeah, we try to always. If lunch messes up a sentence, we'll slap it together and
cut
and paste.
The bleeps are spot on, he said.
He did say that?
Yeah. He goes, the bleep button work right? Because it's not. It doesn't sound right.
It hits 4 seconds late.
Yeah, tell him it's on a delay, you know, just like regular radio.
Right, I'll tell him that.
I mean, for me, it's right on. I don't know about you guys.
No, it's not on for me.
All right, Tinder Swindler.
On Netflix. Guys, if you have not watched this, it is the most incredible thing
sexual
that is out there right now. This is must watch TV. Here is how important. My dad does not watch movies. He doesn't watch a lot of TV because he's just like, oh, it's not good. He gets bored after 10 minutes.
Does he watch paint dry?
No.
He does.
He'll watch.
He's a painter.
Yeah, but he doesn't watch it dry. He goes to the other room and paints. But he'll watch a sporting event, but that's pretty much all he has the attention span for, and my mom gets so annoyed. So I told my mom to watch Tinder Swindler, and when I called her to get an update, my dad broke it down for me about how amazing it was, how stupid these people were, how crazy.
Whoa.
So let's start from the beginning.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
It's all about this guy that gets on Tinder.
Simon.
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 Try and use names.
Simon gets on Tinder. Well, I don't know the girls' names. Do you know the girls' names?
No. Carly? Charlize?
I don't know, because they're from other countries.
Yes,
and so,
Sweden.
Sweden.
Russia. Czechoslovakia.
And the what? I mean, so he goes on Tinder, and he just starts matching with a bunch of chicks. And he says, hey, I'm in town for only a couple of hours. Would you like to meet for coffee? So this chick goes to the hotel. Meets him for coffee.
I mean, Coach, you're missing a big part of the story.
What?
He's a son of a billionaire.
Well, you don't know that yet.
Yes, that's exactly. It's all in the bio. He's a son of a billionaire.
He is Simon Televi.
Oh, it is in the
he's
bio.
He's a diamond distributor.
Yes, like, from Israel.
This dude's a billionaire. Like, that's part of the story.
And all the pictures he has is of him, like, traveling.
Private jets
all over the world.
Dom Perignon.
Yeah, big, lavish parties. And so,
have you watched this, Ray? We're not ruining this for you, are you?
No, Ray.
I have so much to add. I'm just waiting until he quits stumbling over his words.
Go ahead.
So she goes and meets him. The first woman goes and meets him for coffee for 1 hour at the hotel. And he's like, look, I'm sorry, honey. I've really liked getting to know you, but I got to fly. I got to
talk like that.
I can't talk like him.
Not for 40 minutes. We can't do it.
I am leaving on a private jet. You should come with me. And she's like, you're right. I should. And she goes home and packs her bags and gets on a private jet with this dude. Like, do you not have a job, woman? You can just pick up and go?
Well, what we do know is everybody on Tinder shares one key characteristic. They're a tad desperate.
Hold on.
Is that it?
Hold on, boys.
There you go.
Boys, if you're single and say you have a job where you can literally call them and say, hey, I'm not coming in today, and you are out on a date with some hottie who's a billionaire, and she says, let's go to Turks and Caicos right now in my private jet. You dumbasses wouldn't say, okay, I'll be right back. I'm getting my bag. We're going to Turks and Caicos for the day.
Here's the
difference. Yes, you would.
No, difference. Guys and girls.
It doesn't matter. This is 2022, man.
Her friends.
Equality.
She starts texting her friends, telling her she's going to do this, and they immediately going, this is not a good idea. That doesn't sound safe. What are you thinking? You just met this guy.
And
why are you
doing
that?
She YOLO. Said,
YOLO.
YOLO.
He's rich. I'm going. And
you guys are idiots if you wouldn't go.
Okay. Ray, what is your, you said you have a lot to say.
There's nothing to say right now. You're just saying basic stuff about it. So he
He does this with multiple women in a bunch of countries. And he gets them, pulls at the heartstrings, and he starts telling them, oh, we're dating, I love you. And then a month in, he starts asking them, hey, my enemies are after me. I cannot get any money.
Because the diamond business is very dangerous.
Very dangerous.
And he also says he's an arms dealer, so it makes sense why he's always flying country to country. He's never in the same country. I mean, this dude's taking jet setting.
Yeah.
If you will.
Yeah, he stays a couple days in a country, flies to another country.
What they don't know is, I mean, sure, the one girl saw him on the private jet, but he just took that private jet for that one time. The other countries that he's flying to, he goes commercial.
No, Coach.
No.
No, you're missing the point. He makes so much money from these girls that girl A funds girl B.
Right.
But girl B funds girl C.
Yes.
But it doesn't last forever. It was just weekend stint.
This is his life.
No, it's not. No. You've totally lost it. See, and so what you guys are going to be lost on is there's actually a podcast that's even better than the Netflix documentary, and it breaks it all down how he used to do it. He would hire a limo driver, let's say, and it would be a whole fleet. So he would have a Rolls Royce, he would have a Camaro, and he'd have a Bugatti, and it would be a 7,000 for all those vehicles for an entire weekend. But the guy said he would only rent it for 3 days, all those vehicles. And he said he would, every day, he'd have like four or five girls that would come in and out of his life, those four, each day. So he had like 16 women in a weekend for 3 days. So it's like he couldn't continue to do that lifestyle forever because he wasn't really a son of a diamond dealer. That was just all made up. The money that he was able to acquire was from the girls when he finally tricked them, which you guys will go into. But he did it in short little stints. When he would get the $50,000, boom, he would blow it for an entire weekend. He'd have cars, he'd have a hotel, he'd have parties. But then it would end until he accumulated more of the money and put it all together for another three-day stint.
But all that is said towards the end of the show, that while he was partying, he was asking for money for the next weekend. Like,
yes.
This is a coach. He was on vacation
the entire time.
He did it. That was his job. His life was private jets to the next party. And then go see the girl, make money, private jet to the next party.
Right.
Because while he's asking one for money, he's partying with that other girl.
which is unbelievable.
But so yeah, he was double timing them, but he was able to do it though because it wasn't forever. That there's no way these women funded him flying private jets for years,
Coach. Apparently, in that podcast that you mentioned, there are hundreds of victims.
Yes, he scammed over $10 million from these people.
Hundreds of women, Coach, and that's how you do every weekend.
Yeah. That's how you do it nonstop. That's how you stay in Turks and Caicos for a week, and then you fly to Poland, and then you fly to
Greece,
and then Russia, and then back to.
I mean, and he, and while he's with these on the business trip was really the next chick.
Yes, it was crazy because the chicks would fly with
it
him.
It never ended.
They would fly with him to Turks and Caicos, wherever that is.
Definitely not that, but yeah,
Mykonos. Let's go Mykonos.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, Mykonos in Greece, and. They would spend a couple days there, and he would say he's flying to the next spot for business, and he would send her on a commercial flight back to wherever she's from, and that's when girl B would join him on the private jet to fly to the next city. And it, what's crazy is the first flight, he even has his baby mama on there.
Did they talk about her in the podcast, Ray?
Yeah, I mean,
who is she?
She really was. It's not like she was an actor or anything. She really was his baby mama. And he said, I got a private plane, and she got on it. And, of course, she's not going to badmouth him when he's there. So the girl that was there, she just assumed. I mean, they hadn't been together in 3 years. And, yes, he did just want to spend more time with his daughter or kid or whatever it was. So that's why they were on the private plane together, and the girl kind of talked to her. He controlled who people talked to.
Yes.
So maybe
yes.
a thing was said here or there, but the lady said, he is really nice. He's a great dad. I mean, it's all true. She's flying on a private jet with him, so she's not going to bash the dude.
That's what he did is he had the baby mama and the kid on the private jet with this new girl, so it makes it look like, wow, he's this really involved dad. He's got his bodyguard, his business partner, who are obviously just his two friends when you watch it. I mean, at the beginning, you're like, oh, wow, okay, cool. But then he would send them a video in the middle of the night after sending I love yous and making them fall for him, of a video of the bodyguard with a bloodied head and blood on his shirt saying, we've been attacked. My enemies have gotten to us. I need you to get me some money. I hate to ask you for money, but I will pay you back.
My accounts have been frozen.
They've been frozen, and my enemies, my
for my security. Dude, his story was freaking ridiculous.
But it worked. He was so good at his job, and my question is,
For every girl, it was, boom, get her on Tinder. Boom. Then you start saying how attractive she is. You meet up with her. Then you show her the money. Then after you've given her the hook, line, and sinker, she goes after it. You talk to her for a month, how much you love her. It's called love bombing. And then after that month, that is when he would like then do the bloody head. I need help. I need your help. And so you're already attached to
this dude. And he
always
sends it in the middle of the night. So they're asleep. They wake up to it. So they're panicked. Like, oh my God, what is happening? I just need $30,000. I need $30,000. And these women didn't have $30,000. They were taking out loans. They would go and put loans against their house. They would sell their vehicles, and they would send him $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, and he'd be like, the money's coming, I promise you. And when they could get loans no more, he would Photoshop a paycheck saying, here, tell them you work for my diamond company. And it would say they made $96,000 that month.
Then they'd increase the credit line.
And it would increase the credit line. So then they'd get a credit card in their name, and they would send him a credit card of that you're paying for. And he would rack up the private jets, the dinners. And he was like, it's all part of business, baby. It's all part of business. That's why I got to do this. I will pay you back. And he never pays them back.
And some of the girls, like there was like a part where they talked about in the documentary, like the podcast, where they said some of them were failed. If he didn't get these girls, if he wasn't feeling like they're really falling in love with him, like there was this one girl who said, yeah, he goes, oh, it was like, I don't know what it's called, Dirty Dancing or Pretty Woman. He goes, oh, you don't have elegant clothing? Let me take you to a clothing store and get you really nice stuff. So he went into the mall, got a bunch of Gucci stuff. And then I think he was trying to feel the vibe, and she wasn't really into him. So then he just went to a side mall. He had the driver take him there and went to Zara with her and picked her out two, like, clearance rack dresses. And then she wore one of those to dinner. So if he wasn't totally into it, he didn't show all the money unless it was a smoking hot blonde that hook, line, and sinker was already in love with him.
I mean, the one girl, what is crazy is girl number two, they weren't even dating.
She was not attracted to him.
They were just friends. And he comes to her.
Because it wasn't ever about love. It was literally any way you can get them to trust him.
Right.
That's all it was. If you want to be a friend, you want to be a girlfriend, you want to fall in love with me, whatever.
Well, remember,
just trust me.
The people around him trusted him. They were saying his bodyguard, apparently bodyguards are really, they have trouble finding work. So you, what you're supposed to do as a bodyguard, do a ton of research, see that this person is really who they say they are. So they said his bodyguard could have been fooled and really just thought he was a billionaire and had no idea whatsoever. But then the bodyguard started getting pissed. He was only around for like 6 months.
Yeah, because he's not around in the new TikTok videos.
Because he never got paid. So there were, I guess some of the girls overheard conversations where the bodyguard's like, you need to pay me. And because he would just not pay that guy. But he brought the guy in, promised him money that he never ended up giving the bodyguard.
Now, it does not show that in the documentary because I thought it was two of his buddies. He had one real big friend was like, hey, dude, you're going to act like my bodyguard. This guy is going to act like my business partner. And we are going to live this lavish lifestyle where we are just living like kings, jet setting around all these countries, the European nation. I mean, just crazy to me that these women, some of them gave him up to $250,000.
Well, and it wasn't just the women. They tricked even parents of the girls into giving them money. That's how good this guy was, charisma's game. So he would, like, anybody can just say, Eddie, me, we can't do this because this dude had amazing charisma. He had crafted this for 10 years. He used to do this scheme back in college. I can talk more on that in a second. So he had done this for, and he'd gone to jail. He was in jail for 3 years.
3 years!
And then got out, got the girl pregnant, frauded her. She comes after him. She never got that money back. And then Tinder comes around. So the most charismatic, smart, he's really smart.
Really
dude.
Smart.
And then his buddy is the same as him. He's also got charisma and very, very smart. And so they team up together, and Tinder is at the palm of your hand, so you don't even have to be in-person charisma. You just Tinder fool these people.
And and you got to understand, he does this to hundreds and hundreds of women, and 10 of them fall for it. The other 90 are like, you're a joke. Okay, great. Guess what? It's a numbers game. I guarantee you he swiped right on every single chick on Tinder.
Yeah, and he...
Hot or not.
Did not matter.
And it's almost like he removed himself from who he truly was. He was a character to himself. He had changed his name 5 different times.
Yes.
He was always a fake person. And when they play the video calls, you can hear a lot of the voicemails that he did. He would be, oh, I love you. I love you so much. I give you kisses when you get here. I cannot wait to start a family with you and love you. If they turned on him or whatever, or whatever.
Oh my God.
Then he would be like, what the fuck was it? What the fuck were you doing? You fucking out fucking come out there.
Coach. Whoa.
And they said that's like a bipolar, massive pathological.
You think my enemy's bad? I'm worse. I get you worse than my enemies. And then 5 minutes later, he'd say, no, I'm sorry. I love you. I give you kisses. I love you. Because that was his desperation.
Okay. So let's jump ahead a little bit. So he gets caught, right?
Yeah.
No one will ever believe him. No one's going to fall for him again, right?
Well,
because he's broke.
He's broke. He's
got no money. He's exposed.
Because, yes. So one girl finally realized what was happening, and she called American Express because she wanted to, like, talk about what can she do because she couldn't make the payments because she wasn't getting any money. And they said, is the name Simone something? And she's like, yes, that's it, Simon. And they were like, honey, he's a professional fraudster. We've been trying to catch him for years. And said,
I mean, they've been trying so hard to catch him, but he's only been doing it for like 20 years.
They were like, you might want to Google this name. Saloom Hayuk or whatever. And so she Googles it and she reads all about him serving time in prison under that name, which was his birth name. And so she's like, what do I do? So she went to the biggest newspaper over there and... Even though it was embarrassing, she had to tell her story. And so then...
What was the name of the newspaper, remember?
No, I don't.
Unimportant.
Unimportant.
It is very important. I'll tell you why later.
Why?
No, keep going.
What's the name of the newspaper then?
Keep going.
Well, just tell me.
I don't know it. Nobody knows it. Okay. You just assumed it was the biggest newspaper out there.
Well, I don't know.
Right.
So that's then other people are seeing it, and they're like, oh, my goodness, like, what's going on? So there's one girl that's getting on an airplane from seeing him, and this article comes across on her phone, and she's like, that's my boyfriend. I've been dating for 14 months. And so she is like, that's it. My whole life I've given him $140,000. And so in this two-hour plane ride, she's like reading the story, crying, and she decides she's going to get him. So she gets off the plane mad, but sticks by his side and then cons the con man. What is your point, Eddie?
Swindles the swindler.
Swindler's the swindler.
Got it.
Are we done?
Yeah. What do you want to say?
Done wrapping up the whole
thing?
Well,
I mean, you get the big gist of it.
So what's he doing now? Is my question.
Well, he went to prison.
Yeah. 3 years.
Yeah, and they say the reason that he's able to keep doing this is because, remember this, it's the penalty and or the crime and the benefits of it. The benefits is he lives this life of being a millionaire or whatever for years, and then he only gets punished for like a year one time,
okay,
3 years.
No big deal.
He went to 3 years, and then he came out, and he did it again. He got caught because this girl notified the authorities. He was flying under a fake name. They arrested him. He got sentenced to like 15 months, but he only served 6 months or something like that.
Right.
And then he's out. Then what, Eddie?
No, I'm still trying to figure it out. So how do you get back in the game?
Cause you hope enough time has passed.
Because here's what happens.
Well, his fascination is with credit cards, and then it moved to women. Because when he first started out, which I said earlier that I was going to talk about, he was all about stealing credit card numbers. So he had got this girl to trust him, and then he left or whatever. And then he called her one day and said, "Hey, I need you to go to the dealership. I've got an amazing company. I want you to work for me." And this is all out of the blue. And he goes, "Will you please go to a dealership? Get me the most expensive vehicle. I'm going to give you a credit card number. I'm out of town right now." So she gave the credit card number that worked. They got the vehicle. Then the cops bust them. But it was all predicated off of him being obsessed with finding all these different credit cards. So then they get busted. She has like 3 years of just an absolute nightmare because of credit card fraud, and it's international and stuff. So his base was he was a master of getting credit card fraud, passports, IDs, making all this fake stuff and traveling all over the countries with fake IDs and fake names and stuff like that. And then it moved to women, and then it moved to women funding him to do all that. So he's always been about using fake credit cards.
And they even fund the reporters track down his home address in Israel, and they go to the door, and it is in the slums. Like, it looks like just, and the mom is there, and she's like, I do not talk to.
The mom happens to show up at the door, right?
Well, I mean, you think that was the first, you don't think they went there more than once? You think it was the only time? You don't think they edit?
I mean, how many times did they go, Coach? How many times did they knock on the door?
I mean, they probably can't. I mean, they probably stayed in Israel a couple days and probably tried numerous times to go to the house, and they edit together like it was the only one time. And the mom's like, I have not talked to him since he was 18. He's been a con artist since he was 18. We do not associate with him. I don't, you know, he's not my son, blah, 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 blah. Boom. What do you want to say?
It's fake.
Oh, my God.
This whole story is fake.
There's too many women they even talked on.
Coach, like they're all actors. Like, look. This is where I got
American Express.
No, he's fooling you too.
This is where I got thrown off. I watch it. I'm like, wow, this is crazy. You know, I'm talking to my wife about it.
And you think it's fake.
Listen. And I'm like, this is nuts. What a crazy story. I can't believe this dude did this for so long, got away with it, and I mean, just served a few years in prison, no big deal. And I'm on TikTok at night. Right at the night I'm watching the show and I'm in bed, I'm watching TikTok, and this video pops up. Let me play the audio of this video.
He's a bad guy, 48 hours after Netflix. Thank you, ladies.
It's his TikTok, and it's his Instagram account. And it says, before Netflix, he had 77,000 followers. He goes, after Netflix, 48 hours after Netflix, he's got 208,000 followers. And he says, thank you, ladies. So this guy is still going.
Okay.
He's still going. You're telling me that a dude that is totally exposed, has broken the law hundreds of times. Hold on.
Okay.
Has broken the law hundreds of times. The officials have finally caught you. And all of a sudden, you're done with this. And you're like, oh, Netflix put a documentary on it. Now everybody knows who I am. And he's still on private jets. He's still living crazy life. Because he still posts stuff in his fake crazy life. So I'm thinking, guys, I'm a filmmaker. Why not make this whole story up, write the script, get a bunch of actors, sell it to Netflix, and make a crap ton of money? And you're legal. It's all good.
He went to prison.
That's great.
You can't make that up.
I know. So you have your story. These aren't real girls. You have your story. You tell the whole story. This mother is an executive producer of this documentary. I am convinced that this whole thing is maybe his story, and he's telling it however he wants to tell it, but he's benefiting from the Netflix special himself.
Well, he is, of his fame, because he's actually trying to do his own Netflix special now.
Yeah, he signed with, like, a porn agent.
That's what I'm saying. And one of the videos here, Scuba, you can jump in. We're looking. Here he is on his private jet. Look what he's got on that table. It's a script. The dude's got a TV script.
I mean, he's fooling you into thinking he's rich, too.
Coach, look, there's six or seven people, old people on this jet. He's writing a TV script. That's what he does. I don't think he's a swindler. Maybe he was in his past life. Maybe he did con women in his past life. Maybe he did serve those jail sentences. But now he's banking on his story, and now he's still making you believe that he's the bad guy and that this whole story is really, truly still happening.
Well, I mean, at his core, he's a genius, and he's a master manipulator.
Master.
And he, I don't know if he's hot or not, but apparently he's decent looking to girls, and he has money. So, I mean,
yes, when you see the private jets, you fall in love.
And, Coach, he's done that. He's a manipulator. Yeah. And the dangers of people that are manipulators are they can take all your money from you. They took the girl's parents' money from him. The power of a manipulator is crazy. I've dealt with it in my own life before. I think we all have. I mean, it's unbelievable if somebody's great at manipulating what they can do to you.
My question is,
hang up and okay. listen.
My question is, how do you do all this and continue to live a successful life? You can't. He's broke. If this story is true and that girl stole all his clothes and sold it.
That was great.
Okay.
Too.
Okay. Like, and everybody knows your face and Simon Lelaviv or whatever his name is.
So he has a different name.
Okay. Coach, how are you going to keep getting out of prison and keep doing this jig?
Well, the thing you're confused by is our laws are a lot more stricter. Yes. That's where he's at. You can jump a plane, be in another country, and they can't touch you.
Right. There's no extradition.
So you think he's still doing it?
Yes.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Yes.
You think he's still doing what you saw today?
Now, my question, but here's
there's no chance.
Okay. My question is,
it's getting a lot difficult.
Coach, almost impossible now.
He probably has a different scam, because what do scam artists do? They evolve. He had one scam. Ray said the credit cards. Then he moved to women. But my question is, honestly, what did he do that was illegal?
He stole money.
No.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
Yes.
You gave him money.
No. He tricked you into giving him his money. That is illegal.
But no.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm asking you.
I'm telling you. It's illegal.
To what?
For you to fool me and take my money.
But what did he say? What did he do to fool them?
He made up a whole lie.
To make up that you're in trouble, you can't do that.
Coach, you can't. His identity was fake. You made up everything to get money.
They opened
I
up.
Can tell you, hey, dude, my son broke his leg. I don't have any money. Can I borrow $10,000 for a surgery?
Is that illegal?
No, because I do have a son, and you gave me a gift. He may not have broken his leg, but you gave it to me.
Okay,
that's fine. You can probably sue
because
me.
I am not.
You can probably sue me for some of that money back.
Okay,
but I can't say, hey, dude, my daughter, who I don't have. You don't know her. She's from another marriage from 10 years ago. And my name is Billy, not Eddie. I can't do that to you. I can't just completely lie about my whole life and con you out of giving me money. We have to be protected from that.
Yeah, it's like under false pretenses. It's a con man, Coach. It's the names get you, the international using credit cards across lines and stuff like that. And also, I mean, just the stuff that he made up. And
you can probably get him on credit card fraud, too, because that was her credit card that he was using.
but she gave it to him. Like, he didn't take it from her. He didn't say, you open this or I'm going to kill you. She willingly opened the credit card. That's why it really is a perfect crime, because he didn't force you to do anything.
Right.
You did that under, he found weak, he found people that were, like Ray said, a little bit desperate, and he played them, pulled at their heartstrings, knew what got them, brought them in, and then ripped their souls out.
And you know he did it over years, because he was able to realize, oh, if I show them all this money, what he found out is the reason it worked. Women fell in love with how much money he had within weeks.
Oh,
weeks.
And so he was able to.
Hours.
And so
hours.
He was then able to get the money. Then he's like, oh, how do I do it? Oh, we faked this injury to my bodyguard. He had randomly, his bodyguard probably did get hit.
So he just took
pictures of it and stuff like that and videos. And I guess there was also audio where the bodyguard would get on the phone with the girls and be like, yes, he's in danger. He has to go. And people were saying, should the bodyguard, like, is he an accomplice? Is the baby mama an accomplice?
They all are.
Well, none of them have gotten any charges.
Right, that's what I'm saying. That's what's crazy. And I Matt Overton, he watched it, and we were texting about it, and he said that his dad's a cop, and that they don't take the swindlers and the con artists are always one or two steps ahead of the cops, and it's not a high priority on their list of what they're trying to chase after. So that may be what
I get it, but when you're talking about millions of dollars, that's a priority.
But it's all in different countries. It's all spread out.
I get it, but Coach, there is an international law enforcement.
And he said fraud things are very hard to get a conviction. Very hard. Like, you have to. There you go.
So why'd you ask us? You had the answer right there.
That's what he does, Coach.
And I just remember about me and Overton texting. And Overton said, quote, I had a, quote, buddy that did this and still does it to this day.
There you go. So it happens more than you think.
What's his name?
He didn't say the buddy.
Chase Rice.
So you really think it's fake? You think that dude, the whole thing is made up?
And what makes me think about it.
So then Netflix would sue them and they would win all their money back.
No, Netflix could be in on it, Coach. I mean,
if it actually got busted,
then Netflix would lose all credibility
over one little show that they're putting on for 2 hours.
What's the credibility, Coach, that stuff's real? You guys watch TV thinking everything is real?
Everybody's going to forget about this show in a year. We forgot about Lion King. What? Who is he?
Yeah, I mean, they are making. Right. Here's the stupidest thing about Lion King. What is it called?
I don't know.
Tiger King. They are making like scripted show about Tiger King. Who's going to watch that crap? Like, guys. That's come and gone. Like, no one cares anymore.
Right. It was just one thing. Like, oh, my gosh, this dude owns tigers. Crazy. All right, move on. Pass the pandemic.
They
next
have
thing.
Legit invested millions of dollars into making an actual show, like, with actors and actresses. Like, how stupid are we?
I don't understand the Netflix credibility thing you guys are talking about. Like,
because they put a documentary out. Like, if it comes out, Stephen Avery.
That it was the fakest documentary of all time.
I would never watch Netflix.
Well, I'm never going to watch Netflix
anymore. You guys
anymore.
Would ban Netflix because a documentary wasn't real?
I would never watch any of their original. I would never watch their documentaries because I'd be like, oh, it's all fake because Netflix is behind it. So they would never be able to put one-of-a-kind documentaries like the Stephen Avery Making a Murderer.
So you think every documentary is factual?
Not 100%, but
not
100%,
but I'm saying it has credibility.
But what if it's this guy's life story and he just recreated it for us?
Hey, do you want to know how powerful and charismatic and manipulative this dude is?
He's getting you.
He has Eddie, a dude in Nashville, Tennessee, looking at his Instagram thinking he's still balling out.
No, that's how good he is. You have it backwards.
You don't think when he was on one of those jets? Coach, they said he was always on his phone, always texting girls, always talking. You don't think he was taking pictures? These could be old from 2-3 years ago.
That's true.
You know how many videos you can take in a 3-hour private
Tell
jet?
Tell me, how
I
many?
I can take about 100, Coach, and I can spread them out over 5 years.
That's true.
And you go to the back, change outfits. Oh, look at me. I'm on another private jet.
He has a married dude believing in this guy. Man, he's so smart. I bet he concocted all this, and he's making a movie. He's an executive producer. That's how much he got you, Coach.
Because he has a sheet of paper. He thinks it's a script.
I sent him $10,000 yesterday.
The funniest thing is he's just one of those people that always makes up all kinds of things. And Netflix, they had this audio clip where they played it, and he goes, yes, I'm working on a new video. They're going to do a whole documentary on me for Netflix. And Netflix is on the line. They're like, we are Netflix, and we're not doing that video. And he click. Because he just lies about everything. He's a compulsive, pathological liar, manipulates, has done that entire life. Ever since they said, since his teen years, he's crafted it and perfected it right now to the most amazing thing that's worked flawlessly. Now he's got it outed, so hopefully he gets stopped a little bit. But even so, he's getting more powerful because people like you are like, how does he still do this?
Because I don't understand how I'm making them more powerful.
Nobody in the history of the world has ever faked like they were rich and then just made everybody think they're rich when they were really dirt poor, and then there just kept being a steady stream of people fake rich.
Then he's not poor, Coach. Then he's rich.
Right, he's rich because he's that – so if he's that –
What are you guys talking about?
I'm telling you.
Wait, what is this? I didn't say – he is poor.
No, you keep saying
he's poor.
Here's the thing.
He's poor.
He's not poor.
He is, but he's living a rich lifestyle.
No.
Because those women are providing – like, he's not saved any money.
No,
I guarantee he's not – no.
Yes, no.
See, now I got you two arguing.
No.
Exactly, you sons of
– he's actually really smart because he's a business – he's an investor. And some of the girls heard it wasn't just diamonds. He would do real estate. So through this, you're telling me he would blow all $50,000?
Yes! No. Because if he paid $10,000 for a house, guess what? The courts would give it to that woman that he got the $10,000 from.
But listen, if he's this manipulative, he could convince guys, hey, don't let me be on this, but let's all work on this project together and me get credit or something. You pay me in an offshore account. And he manipulates dudes just like he manipulates women.
I mean, he manipulates everybody. Anybody he deals with, he's manipulating.
And what's also genius is
I mean, listen to this. This is unbelievable. I'm going to tell you what, this is the most fun pod I've had in a long time because we all three are just like so amped up.
Here's the problem. Not everyone's watched this and no one's listening.
Everybody's listening.
That's not true.
Great point. Point, Eddie.
And that's not true. I mean, we've told people to turn the podcast off if you haven't watched Tinder Swindler, and now probably 20 people are listening. Good job, Lunch.
Me! You're...
No, it's exciting, but if you haven't watched it, why would you be interested in any of this?
Because, I mean, it's such a pop culture thing. I feel like 80% of people have seen it.
I hope so.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
I've seen it.
I've seen it.
That's 100%.
But I wouldn't have seen it if Amy or you hadn't brought
it up. I saw it like 3 weeks ago because it was the most talked about thing in America.
Okay, Coach. I don't go out. Like, I don't talk to people.
You don't?
So
go to the golf course. Not with me.
Point Lunchbox.
This is where I get my information from. I don't freaking go to the bar and watch Auburn.
I just happened to see it when I got on Netflix and it had it on there. It said Tinder Swindler, and I was like,
so
was,
you go to the Netflix page and see the top five watch them?
They swindled you.
No.
They said it was a top five show.
I was literally going to continue watching something else, and it was just on the screen, and I was like, what is that about? It's just because I saw the title and I was like, oh, that title caught my attention.
I never click on that crap.
It wasn't because it was in the top five. It was literally, I didn't say, oh, it's in the top five. I've got to watch it.
It just popped up.
It just popped up, and I saw the title, and I was like, oh, that looks kind of interesting.
Do you guys like it when you hover over a title, and then it starts playing a clip of it?
A little bit.
Do you like that? I don't like it because it
tries to hook you in.
Yeah.
And they're going to put something good to hook you in.
Of course.
I mean, here's the thing about the Tinder Swindler. You think it's fake. I don't know
honestly, I don't think it's fake, but I'm thinking, why wouldn't it be?
I think he went to jail, and so enough time has passed from that news story when it was in the articles that he was able to start his game up again. But now that the next Netflix thing is out, it may take a while for him to be able to get more girls because they're going to be onto him again.
Right, but they're getting other people. He's convincing dudes now, hey, this Netflix thing is blowing up. I'm the most wanted thing ever. Join me. Why don't you do this business deal right now where we buy this real estate together? You give me the... He's convincing dudes.
Right.
He's changed his game.
He's had to change his game
like
now.
He's not... They said that in the documentary, in the podcast, they said that... I mean, largely, he was a horny dude. He was hooking up with just tons of girls. So sure, he was creating this lavish lifestyle. Why did he do it for? Because he was bagging like thousands of chicks. That's why he did it. Now he's probably getting more of a business sense. So he's manipulating dudes. It's just how he is. He learned that by lying and faking, he could get chicks. Now you just make up stuff and always lie and always have a fake persona. And then you get dudes to go into business with you.
Like Ray, he sat in prison.
Ray did?
No, this guy.
Oh.
And thought, okay, now that the Tinder thing is over, what is going to be my next scam? And he came out with a game plan, ready to go, hit the ground running, and he's living the lifestyle again.
Well, and we already know, didn't he sign with some company?
Like, or he swindled Netflix to put this thing out.
No, he signed with some company, right? It's like an ex-porn star that said she'll be his manager. I mean, like...
And that could lead to something. I mean, the fact that we're this into this story,
yes.
I mean, other people are just as into it. So, yes. I mean, he can sell.
Yeah, but what's he going to sell?
Are you kidding me? He could do anything. What you guys aren't realizing, the reason this has become such a big deal.
No, what would you buy of him?
What's he selling?
Because he has something that nobody else in this room has.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Charisma through the roof.
We don't have charisma.
Not like him.
Us three, we don't have charisma.
He can speak multiple languages, so he's able to go to all these different countries and use the same scam too. Over and over again. This, we can't go to anywhere else.
But because okay, everybody in America, what does English. He have to offer the normal working person? Like, what is he going to do that's legitimate? You keep saying he has
already
all the-
did, boys. He put a documentary out. Don't be idiots.
Well, I mean, he's got his business partner. They said in the potty that he would... his business partner did just as many women as him. So him and his business partner, boom, got chicks. They were always talking. She said it wasn't just diamonds. They were talking real estate. Maybe it was fake, but they were
it's
always,
all fake.
But they were always talking business deals.
Even
in the
story.
Next big, they said
they never had a legitimate business, right? No matter what they talked about in front of those women, it was all fake.
Correct. And it was a bunch of broken promises. So if I promise you, like, Eddie, I'm going to give you $10,000 at the end of the week.
Cool.
Like, how good are you going to treat me?
Great.
That's what he did. He would tell his driver, hey, I'm going to get you a job. I'm going to get you $7,000 a month, and I'm going to hire you. And so then the girls would get in the car with the driver, and the driver would be like, oh, he's a great guy. Such a caring guy.
Until the end of the week.
Until it ended, and then in a month he didn't have a job from him, and he's like, well, he's a bad guy. But I just told that girl he was a good guy. He was perfect at the people he had an entourage. He had the baby mama, who she's flying in a private jet. Why wouldn't she support him? He had the bodyguard. Just looked like a jack dude, so it made it seem like he was legit. He had a personal assistant who just sucked him off and gave him every, you know, was a yes man. So the girls were like, oh my gosh, he's doing all these business deals? It was all maybe fake. So he had an amazing entourage in place to the point that he had the chauffeur guy. The chauffeur guy's like, I drove him like 3 weekends. He's like, I didn't know the guy. He goes, but he was so charismatic and he was so awesome when I was there that when the girls got in the car with me and I'd take them to different places, they would be like, how is he? And I'd be like, he's a really awesome guy. He's caring. And he's like, I didn't even know the dude. And he had me manipulated saying that. That's just how he is, dude.
It's very impressive.
Promise these people jobs that never ended up happening, transpiring.
Very impressive. I mean, he's great at his craft.
It's as impressive as Joe Burrow playing with us.
But I'm
going to
tell you what. It's like Jared Goff is the Tinder swindler of the NFL.
There it is.
How'd you do that? Gosh, you're so
good. It's because in college, he's throwing the ball around at Cal, like, oh, look at me. He's the number one draft pick. He goes to the Rams, has a couple decent seasons. They go to the Super Bowl. He has everyone believing that he's really good, signs this massive contract. And that's when Sean McVay lifted up the hood and found out he was a fraud. He was swindling them the whole time.
Really?
He's been swindling them for millions of dollars. And that's when he got put in prison. He got sent to Detroit, which is the same thing as prison.
Jared Goff went to prison?
Stop with the analogy.
Basically, he's in Detroit now.
Did McVay go to his apartment and his mom show up?
Yeah, and she was like, look, he's really not that good. Like
the mom said that?
Yeah, he has you all fooled. You know,
who was the girl that gave him a loan?
The Rams?
That would have been...
they gave him like $125 million guaranteed. That is the epitome of a
Tinder swindler.
Tinder swindler. I want to say Twitter swindler.
You could have nailed that better.
Dang it. But yes, that's it. Jared Goff is the Tinder swindler.
Mm-hmm.
And also, one more thing. Hey, the IOC, the International Olympic Committee, fuck Yeah.
Whoa. Coach, what's wrong with you, man?
That was a hard ass.
Jeez.
You're better
the
than
Olympics
that.
Have become an absolute joke.
Why? What happened?
Because the Russian figure skater, the best one we've ever seen, the 15-year-old, tested positive for a banned substance.
COVID?
No, a banned substance before the Olympics. So she should be disqualified, kicked out of the Olympics. You can't compete. Sorry, you broke the rules. Get the hell out of here.
Sorry.
Kick rocks. You are done.
Done.
You're eliminated. You're no longer allowed to compete. But guess what?
What?
They said, after review, we decided that since she's so young
and sweet,
it would be
just don't say another word with an S, coach. You're slopping all over the body.
That's it's a Sonic I got. Sorry, it was a strawberry shake.
She's so sweet.
She's so figure skater.
I thought you edited those out.
I will. It was a
strawberry succotash.
Then it would be bad for her mental health if they didn't let her compete and her growth,
like Simone Biles.
It would be bad for her mental growth as a person if they didn't let her compete. So instead, if she wins a medal, they just won't hold a medal ceremony. Excuse me? Excuse me? Because it might be bad for her mental well-being that she doesn't get to compete? How about this? Don't cheat! And here's the thing. I don't know if she's being forced to cheat, but the fact is she was caught with an illegal substance in her body that is not allowed. So kick her out of the Olympics or let her skate, but she can't win a medal. That's better for her.
Let her skate.
Here's the thing. She wins a gold medal, right? And Jennifer Capriati from the U.S. wins a silver, and Maria Slavinka from Ukraine wins the bronze. Guess what? They don't get to stand on the medal stand because this girl cheated?
No, they do. They're second and third.
No medal ceremony if she gets a medal. So nobody gets to stand up there.
Oh, gosh, that's terrible.
But at least
her mental health is going to be good.
At least she's going to be good mentally. But these people that didn't do anything wrong don't get to have their moment where they get to stand up there and watch their flags be raised, get the medal put around their neck.
Is this kind of like when you're at practice and somebody won't ever get the drill right and you're like, all right, we're going to run it one more time. And if Thomas doesn't get the drill right again, we're all doing push-ups. And then Thomas screws it up again and the whole team's like, God, stupid Thomas doing push-ups. Is that like that?
I don't know.
Where it's Thomas's fault, obviously, but everyone's going to feel the repercussions from Thomas's actions.
Maybe. But you're a team. I don't know. I don't really.
I'm struggling with this. I just don't understand
how you can allow her to compete. Where the one girl in the Summer Olympics, I don't know if she was the 100. She may have been the 100-meter dash. Her mom died.
Irrelevant.
Well, it is irrelevant.
Sure.
Her mom died. She smoked a little weed, right?
Was it the Penn State swim team?
No. She smoked a little weed. But she qualified for the Olympics.
Coach, you got some Snoop on you?
Hey. But she qualified for the Olympics, but she had marijuana in her system. Guess what? Not allowed to compete. That she tested positive before the Olympic Games after, you know, qualifying at the U.S. trials. And they said, sorry, you're out of the Olympics, a month suspension. And that month suspension lasted through the Olympics, so she couldn't compete. But this girl, because of her mental well-being, how about this woman's mom died and she smoked a little weed to calm her nerves?
You smoke a little weed, dude?
No, I didn't smoke any weed today. I should have because I'm a little fired up.
Yeah, should have done it before the show.
Here, man, take some.
It would have helped my voice for the big show.
No.
But I just don't understand. It makes me watch the Olympics and just be all pissed off. Like, well, this is stupid. Like, why are we watching this?
But I got to be real with the tape delay and nothing's live. I haven't watched a lick of it. And that's what I realized. When it's here in America, that's when the times are pretty live. If they're not, dude, I can't stand watching a replay.
Coach, you wake up at 2 in the morning. You should watch
the whole
thing.
Yeah, it should be live right then.
I'm falling out, though. And then I'm all of a sudden fiending to gamble on a swim or on a skier.
But at 7 p.m., they're live. It's live from Beijing.
It is?
Yes.
7 p.m.? Yeah, that's the early stuff.
Right.
That's like 6 a.m. stuff.
That's like Mike Tirico in the log cabin talking about
it. No, there's actual events. Like I watched some guy from the...
I know, Coach. They all got their coffee and everything. They just woke up.
I watched one guy from the UP win a gold medal, Ray.
Coach, what's the UP?
I saw that.
The Upper Peninsula.
I saw you tweet him, Coach, and get crickets.
Yeah, nothing back.
Good job,
but
Coach.
Here's the thing.
Bumgarner. Hey, Bumgarner.
That was embarrassing.
Hey, Bumgarner, don't be a bum. Come on the podcast.
I don't even know what sport it was. It was snowboard racing.
Yeah.
and it's a male female.
Yeah.
It was like
sexy.
No. We started watching it and it was like, all right, cool, this is fun. And the U.S. advances. All right, we go to the quarterfinals. All right, we make the semifinals. And this poor guy, Bumgardner.
He's 60 years old.
He's 40 years old. And in the individual men's, he wiped out, got like 11th place, Olympic dream over, and he was crushed because he didn't realize.
He started crying.
Oh, yeah. He didn't realize he had already, like, his stature in the world rankings, he was already okay for the team competition. Mm. He thought he was eliminated. His Olympics were over, and he was just like, I'm running out of opportunities. I've never had a medal. And so they upset everybody, and they win the freaking gold medal and the snowboard racing one, and it was awesome.
Yeah. Did you cry?
No. Oh. But my wife was like, why are we so excited about this sport? I was like, I have no idea. I don't even know what it's called. It's called snowboard racing. And one girl.
Downhill racing,
honey,
are
you cutting onions?
I don't know if it's downhill racing. Yeah. That's like.
Or bumpy racing or something.
Yeah, because there are a lot of bumps at the beginning. Yeah.
Come here,
and they
baby,
just pump their legs.
Hump.
They pump their legs. Oh,
hump, sex, hump.
And the U.S. woman, I mean, oh, she, incredible comeback. I mean, it was great. Great.
The girl?
Yes.
Yeah. She's the really one. She's the one that won it.
No. He was in the lead. Like, so what they used to do, I guess, is. Whenever the guy would cross the finish line, the girl would be start. At the front, and her gait would go down, and you would start.
I like the way they do it now. It's a little better.
And now
probably
they
safer.
They wait till everybody finishes, and then they drop the gates depending on how long. Like, if you're 2 seconds behind the male was, the woman has to wait 2 seconds
right.
to go.
It's like a relay.
It's like a relay, but it's a delayed relay, because a relay was you really, like, tag him and go.
Yeah.
But it was the man won. He was not supposed to win.
Bumgardner.
Because, like, the guy that won the gold medal was in his race, so he was just trying to keep him close to give the girl a chance. Awesome. So I've been watching the Olympics, but then I'm pissed about the IOC now.
Sorry, Coach.
Man.
Come on.
I mean, I still watch the team figure skating, man, when they dance to the music.
Oh, you beautiful. Mean the rhythmic dancing?
It's beautiful.
Didn't that one girl have a button go off of her bustier?
No. Really?
Yeah. It was like a wardrobe malfunction.
Did you watch that?
It was the one I watched over and over again.
No, the rhythmic dancing is pretty impressive.
It's beautiful.
I mean, you want to go to the bedroom after that one?
No. That's not – I don't know how they do it. Like, some of those moves – and they put their skates in. I'm like, they're going to slice their leg.
Yeah, it looks like they're going to, like, cut their leg.
Yeah, but Johnny Weir's like, no, if you do it dull like that, or I don't know what he said, then it's good. And but if you put it in an angle, that's when you get in trouble.
And then, you know, the dude puts his hand on the girl's butt, and it's just like you got to be strong to hold your girl up there with
Johnny, let me try this.
I couldn't do that with my wife.
No chance.
Like, I'd drop her.
You don't watch the figure skating and want to try it with your wife?
No.
I got bait flying all over the living room.
I would drop her, Coach.
I know there's no chance I could do that. No. I mean, it's just like, whoa, okay, that was pretty cool, but whatever. All right.
All right, that was a good one, guys.
Oh, wait, before we go.
I need a shout-out, a couple shout-outs here.
Yeah. You're a Tinder. You know what you're doing right now?
Huh.
You're the Tinder swindler of NBA Top Shot.
There you go, and you wonder how people can manipulate.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, it's Eddie. I don't have any cards. You guys send me some? Thanks. Okay.
So last time
I'm going to go ahead and mention it on the podcast so more people send me cards.
Last time I thanked Matt Does It All for the cards. Appreciate it. No, Matt Does It All.
I deleted before that.
And then there are two more, Paz00 and Andy Madness and Froggy ATX. Thank you, Froggy. Thank you,
That's
Madness.
That's three people. You
Paz.
Said it was two more people.
I meant three. Thank you for the cards, man. I really appreciate it. Like, that's what this is all about.
Thank you, Simon Leviev.
Yeah, hey, you are Simon Leviev
You're
right
the
now.
American version.
Producer Eddie is my handle on NBA Top Shots.
Send Hello, cards, coaches. Man. My husband and I are huge fans of the podcast and all three of you. I was hoping I could surprise my husband, Beto Morales, for his birthday on February 16th
Beto.
With a shout-out. Who cares if it's a little late? He is amazing dad of three and rocks my socks off. Okay,
what?
We don't need to know
okay,
that.
Come on.
Keep up the good work, coaches. There you go. More lifestyle, less sports. Thanks for always providing the laughs, Vanessa Morales.
I got you the ultimate present. You hit me up before midnight. Get you a cameo, Ray and Bay. Be the ultimate present.
Oh, I did two free ones yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah.
Good job. But, yeah, so happy birthday, Beto.
How much you guys make on that cameo? Should I join it?
No, you shouldn't.
Because the free ones are pretty easy, man.
Not as much as Simon Leviev.
Okay. Good morning, coachers. Today, my youngest son turns 8 years old. He would be so excited to hear a birthday shout-out from you all. He loves listening and was bummed that he couldn't go to Vegas to meet you. He's amazing.
21.
Yeah, he's 21 still like 10 years.
He's amazing and
I'll hang up and listen. Have a great day. Well, you didn't say his name, Veronica.
8-year-old.
Veronica Ayala. I don't know your son's name, so happy birthday, 8-year-old son from Veronica Ayala.
It's his last name is probably Ayala.
So what do you think his first name is? Paul?
No, just Little Ayala.
Ayala Jr.?
Yeah.
All right, happy birthday, Ayala.
Mr. Ayala.
Oh, what if it's Beto Ayala, too?
No, Beto is Vanessa.
I know, but what if they're both named Beto?
Yeah, it could be.
I mean, I don't know. I tried, but we didn't have a birthday name, so hey, happy birthday. Tinder Swindler.
Is that Tinder Swindler?
I'm trying to see if he has any
audio. Coach, play it again. Play it again.
Everybody, I want to clarify a few things. I don't have any social media accounts but this one. No Tinder, no Instagram, no Facebook, nothing. Only this one. Anything else, it's fake.
That's the TikTok.
Yeah, because he got kicked off Tinder.
Well, yeah. TikTok, you can stay on forever.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want on TikTok.
Yeah, Tinder finally kicked him off. They said, no more of you, bud.
Dude, that's the world we live in. I mean, we say, how is he not shut down? He's going to have more. Girls want just to be with him because he's part of the documentary. He's still bagging chicks.
I mean, OJ still bags chicks.
Yes, guys, but their
OJ
wallets.
OJ killed two
they're
people,
not so
allegedly.
Free with their wallets, though. Like, he'll never be able to say, honey, my security needs shut down all my accounts. Man, I need 50,000.
He can't use that again.
Yeah, here's my question.
That's his game, coach. No. His game is money.
My
coach.
Question is, when he says, security shut down my accounts, you can't just call your dad? You're a billionaire, bro.
Well, and no one brought that up, right?
Like,
that's an error. That's an error in the script.
You couldn't just call your dad?
Coach, when you're writing a script and making a movie, can't remember everything.
All right. I can't.
You can't what?
With you thinking it's...
Coach, why wouldn't it be, guys? You all think everything is real in this life. Like, it's... Why not make the best story up? Make it the best you can by writing it.
Yeah.
Like, it just makes no sense why you would have to stick to a true story. Like, it just makes no sense.
You're right. I mean, this guy will never be able to get money. A week ago, he posted a TikTok, 1 million views.
Exactly.
You're telling me he doesn't hit up 5,000 of those people? Hey, money, money, money. I promise you. It's got to work on somebody.
Coach, the funny thing is the comments. Every time he posts a video, somebody always writes, who's paying for this?
That's funny.
Just crap like that. I think it's great.
That's good. I mean, I'm...
Who paid for that suit?
5 million views.
Hope it's going to be a great flight.
Let's get down to business.
Oh, he's got another chick.
Exactly.
I mean, she's in.
Yeah, look what he's doing, coach, on the table.
He's on a privy.
He's writing a script.
No, he's got a fake newspaper. He's faking like he's reading.
Oh, no, this is another one where he's got the coffee and the script.
The script has 11 million views.
Look at the script. Look at that script.
I love that girl brings over the he has the document already, but it has to be signed right then while he's on the play.
On camera. Gotta get it on camera, man.
On camera.
Let's get down. Let's get down to business.
And there's so many people on that plane. It almost looks like it was one of those where everybody jumps on. Hey, everybody pay $1,000. You get on this private jet.
I mean, coach, and they're older people, too.
Yeah, so there may be different groups on that plane.
Let's get down. Let's get down to business. His Versace shorts, coach, in that Lambo one. Have you seen
that? Got it right here. That one, he's in a Bugatti.
Hey, that is incredible.
For sure, we probably run into this dude at what's the club at Bellagio?
Oh, I forgot the name of that one.
Lynx, or what's it called?
It's not Hakkasan. That was at MGM.
Hey, for sure, we ran into this dude at Hakkasan.
Dude, and all these dudes, I mean, it's tough to figure out exactly where the money came from. Like Dan Blitzerian, he said he was some poker god. People came out and they're like, he's not really even that great at poker. He just got the money from his parents, got lost his ass in poker, and then claimed he won all his money on blackjack. Then he started the business where he had girls, models. He started weed infusion or whatever, and then he blew up. But he always said he was a poker mastermind, and people are like, he really wasn't even that good. So you never know where people's money comes
from. Yeah, I don't know.
That's the bottom line.
I have no idea.
Let's get down. Let's get down.
Like, right, TikTok. If he's got a million of you on TikTok, you get paid for that. The TikToks aren't free. He's making cash.
You want to know how much money he gets for that million view TikTok?
He's probably making, I mean, that's easily 10K. Easily. Because that's what Instagram pays.
What? 10K for a million viewed Instagram?
If you get a million gram reel, you get 10K.
Coach, I got one video that was 200,000 views, and I got paid $4.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
So you do the math.
You're not doing something right. Baser puts them up, got like 10,000 views. She gets 100. So take that over the course of a million and tell me if that equals what I said it equals.
You double check that with your wife. It's not true.
She literally just got paid. Here you go. Oh, that's terrible. It's not factual.
Yes, it is. Your wife's lying to you.
She's not lying to me. She gets 100 if you do.
Well, yeah, but she's probably been doing it for 10 years, Coach. I've probably got 100 in there for doing it for 4 years.
His wife is getting paid on Instagram.
Oh. Not Instagram TikTok. Versus TikTok?
Yes.
Yeah, but she sells stuff on Instagram.
No, it's not selling. It's just if people watch your videos on Instagram Reels, you get paid.
Oh, no. Well, she's posting other people's Reels.
No.
She's posting her own Reels, and if you get 10,000 views, you get $100.
Yes.
You get paid on Instagram?
No. I don't.
So why don't, Ray, do you get paid on Instagram?
No, that's why I need to start doing Reels.
Hold on. So your wife, who doesn't have the followers that you have,
right,
is making $100 on videos.
On average. She gets more. She got $125 for a video.
And you're not.
Well, I literally just turned my account into a creator's account. So yes, I could start to get paid, but I've not done a reel yet.
Interesting.
But you have to make, like, I put a reel up of two bears doing it at the zoo. Nothing. I didn't get paid for it.
Yeah, Coach, that's animal pornography.
You gotta do reels like this.
I did a video of two birds humping. Nothing. Coach, well, that would be why.
But this is like where you gotta do like...
What's she doing? What's your wife doing on those?
Anything.
Coach.
No, she did. Recently, she's done, it's Laura_Birdwell, I believe. And recently she did like recommendations, top 10 Nashville hotels, top 10 Nashville brunches. That's kind of been her lane lately.
All right. I'm going to do top 5 babysitters in Nashville.
That'll get a lot of hits.
Right?
That'll get a lot of hits. Okay. Top 5 daycares.
I mean, that's about all I know.
About what I got.
Hey, but I didn't understand. Coach, I saw that video.
Hey, top 5 soccer players in Nashville.
Marvin Mitchell. I probably contributed some money to your wife, Coach, because I watched that video. Mm-hmm. You guys put the Drury Inn. Coach, is that a nice hotel, the Drury over there in Franklin?
Freaking awesome. No, I don't know about that one. This is the only hot tub in downtown Nashville is at the Drury. And it's outdoors, and it's amazing. You can go there in 30 degree. You can go there at 50 degree.
Okay,
and it's
open. So you dying in there? What
all the time.
Are you good?
No, I'm just getting high.
Oh.
How about the Holiday Inn Express, Coach, by my house?
That was not on the list. Coach, okay. If you guys want to hit her on Insta, it is Laura.Slater_.
I'm good. I'll just hit up Radio Lunchbox.
Good, Coach. Thank you, Coach.
On Cameo.
I'll just do that producer Eddie, Coach.
Yeah.
Here's her one for this 100.
God, it's me again.
I know.
You know what?
It's you.
It's me what?
It's you again.
That's your wife,
she just lip syncs it. $100.
Coach, no one, I've never heard your wife. Kind of manly.
Question. Why is that one funny?
Because it's two dudes with deep voices and she's acting like it's her. You should do one where it's a chick.
Okay, I'll put that up.
Yeah, do that today.
I'll look that up.
Okay.
If someone can find that for me.
Yeah.
If you can show me how to do that. Like, I don't know how to.
I'm not showing you crap.
Okay, thanks. Dude, give me $100.
You give me, I'll show you how to do it and you give me 50 of it.
Okay.
Okay.
On that one video.
Deal. And then we'll do a girl and then you lip sync it.
Okay. And then how do I turn mine into a, what did Ray say? What, how did you turn your
creator account?
Creator account.
How'd you do that, Ray?
I don't know. Gave my phone to my wife.
It's bizarre to me that your wife is the one making money on social media when this is what you do.
What we do.
It's just weird to me.
What we,
if I went home, my wife was like, oh man, I started a podcast and like it's so awesome. I'd be like, excuse me? and you're not telling me how to do it? Yeah, you're just making the money?
I don't get it. I need to get it. Yeah.
I got to get to work, coach. That's interesting.
All right.
All right.
This is a long
one. Oh, and when can I get paid for being right about Simon Levive getting a Netflix documentary?
What?
He's going to get some deal, some TV show.
He already did. You just saw, you watched it. He's called Tinder Swindler.
Yeah. We haven't heard the last of this guy. I mean, what he has done, and to not get really punished or anything, I mean, he's still on the loose. That's a tiger.
My point.
But a tiger's going to create so much more damage. He's got shows coming out. There's so much more from this dude that's rolling because he's fascinating. Sure, the girls were sad for them.
Like, he didn't make money off this documentary. You know that, right?
I know. Yes, he did.
No, he didn't. Unfortunately, he did. He should have made a crap load.
No, he shouldn't.
Yes, he did. It's his documentary, guys.
Guys, when you commit a crime and they do a story on it, like Stephen Avery, he didn't make money off that damn documentary.
Right.
Like,
yeah, because he wasn't behind it.
But Ray is thinking that guy should because he's so fascinating.
It made him famous. Okay. I'm saying he's huge on they keep deleting his accounts. They can't delete him fast enough. Because everybody's like, how is this dude rich? Nobody understands it. Nobody can figure it out.
Eddie. But you answered it, coach. Eddie. He's not really rich. Those are old videos.
Eddie.
But no, now if he's getting a million on TikTok, he's getting tons of money. 10,000.
Eddie.
20,000.
I told you, coach, I had 200,000 video and I got paid $4.
Earlier.
Let's get out of here. We're done.
Hold on. I got to
do
this.
What?
Earlier,
we got work to do, man. We got to go to
earlier
the press.
Earlier, Ray's like, dude, Eddie, he has a guy in National.
What? Spit your words out, man.
He said, goes, Eddie, you're such a fool. He has a guy named Eddie in Nashville, Tennessee, believing he's rich.
A married guy. And you're just saying that he's rich. So now he has two dudes in like Nashville,
Ray,
Tennessee.
Ray is convinced that he's the king of Abu Dhabi. Like, Ray has come full circle.
Coach.
And he's talking about how this dude is the most popular guy in the world, and he needs, like, his own TV show.
I think Ray, if you let him talk for an hour, he'll convince himself of whatever you want.
No, Ray is, like, Ray's idol is Simon Levive.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Ray wants to be Simon Levive.
Stop.
Okay.
I'm crying.
Let's get out of here. Hey, we got to go see the Preds.
I mean, I can't even get my damn credit card sometimes to work at the gas station. And this dude was doing fraudulent credit cards across the state.
I can't get people to send me NFTs.
Hey, I can't even. Yeah, my credit card doesn't work on the NFTs anymore. I can't even buy the packs.
Coach, I begged for NFTs. I got four.
But Simon Levive can charge $30,000 on one transaction for caviar and champagne, dude. Like, I mean, he's having lobster dinners,
dude,
and oh
I
my.
I got my chick hitting me up. Why'd you spend $80 at Walmart? And Simon Levive's dropping $30,000.
And the girls are like, the girls are like, oh, it's just business. It's good. Good job, honey. Good job. I mean, the girls are on Instagram watching him spend $30,000 on a dinner that they paid for, and they're not there. I mean, that is ultimate. Oh my God, that's crazy.
It's crazy.
Oh,
it's a great story though. Huh?
They said he would drill a hole in your heart, and get into your heart. And then he'd cut you.
And cut your heart out.
And never talk to you again.
Hey, that's your boy.
Simon Levive.
I mean.
He's got two dudes in Nashville believing he's rich.
Like some people say, I'm soulless. That is soulless. I don't know how you do it.
Oh, man. Dude, he's been like that his whole life.
But how do you sleep?
Yeah.
With a chick next to you, that's how. I mean, that's what's crazy. Is one
silk undies.
And one point in the documentary, he texted one of the girls, how are you? He goes, tired AF.
Yeah, he's partying all night.
Yeah, no crap. How did he ever catch up? Because he's always bouncing from chick to chick. He never slept. Partying.
Oh, maybe he sleeps till 4 in the afternoon and then does all the...
Dude, yeah, probably keeping the name straight?
Oh, there's no way.
I guess it shows it on his phone, but not once texting a name of a different one?
But he used the same lines. He would text, I love you. We should move
same
in together.
Same lines, same pictures.
Same picture, same video.
Hey,
he would just copy and paste his text.
What I really want to know is what happened to the bodyguard? Like, what was that, a fight? Like, what did they get into for real?
Denver paid him.
Huh?
The girls
no,
over...
No. I'm talking about the video of them in the
They were
probably ambulance.
Just at some bar and some fight
bar.
Broke out.
Exactly.
That's what I pictured, but I really want to know what happened. Like, what really happened in that video? They look like they got their ass kicked.
Yeah, Simon mouthed off to someone. One of his enemies. His enemies showed up at the club. Enemies showed up.
I'm trouble. An arms dealer.
We are in trouble, darling. We're in so much trouble here. Enemies.
God,
They even said when he went to court, he was saying, like, I'm an arms dealer, and the court put there, like, none of his stuff, it was all fictitious. He would, under oath, he was saying, some of the stuff I can't even tell you about that I do, and, like, explaining it. And they're like, it was all just made up and fictitious.
I love the picture of the real diamond dude.
Oh, and he photoshopped himself in.
He photoshopped himself in, and then they delete it. They kind of erase him out of it. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's like them at the tropical
Grand Canyon or something.
It's a tropical location, and it's the billionaire like diamond guy and his wife, and he literally took a picture of himself when he was like 14 and photoshopped himself in there like it's a family photo. Hysterical.
But amazing. He was good at this stuff.
He's so good.
He made fake passports, IDs, I mean, credit cards, everything.
He made fake paychecks from that diamond company.
Yeah. Let's get down to business.
I mean, how can you make a fake passport that actually scans?
No crap.
They must not be as strict in those other countries.
No,
they
I just think
here.
He's really good. I think he's really
Dude, I
good.
I couldn't even get through Spirit Airlines in Vegas, bro.
Hey, Lunch couldn't even get his milk
and
in.
I'm from here, and I'm not a con man.
Hey, Lunch couldn't even get his breast milk in.
I couldn't get my breast milk through security, and this guy is jet setting with a different name from
like
every
a bunch
country.
Of fucking idiots. Spirit hey, Airlines bleep, shut me button. Down because my birthday was wrong, guys. And this fool has IDs and passports all over the countries.
I almost couldn't start my NFT account because my ID was, like, wrinkled.
Your actual ID.
My real driver's license was wrinkled, and they said that's not valid.
I mean, at what point, like, I mean, how nervous are you when you say, hey, can I get 30,000? And it comes through. Are you jumping up and down that
Coach,
first 30,000?
I think that's just business for him. He knew it was coming every time.
The first time, amazing.
Amazing.
The second time, well, why wouldn't she do it too? Perfect. The third time, exactly as planned.
Yes.
I just need that picture.
The 100th time, just another day at the office.
That's why they call it love bombing. You get their emotions, you get it obsessed with you, then you use the in harm, the girls want to help you. Boom, and then you cut him.
Coach, the fact that you know all that worries me.
It's part of the podcast.
No. Ray found how to be SimonLaviv.com.
Yeah,
he has a box set. Be just like me.
Chapter one, love bombing.
It's called sucking up to somebody. Like, no, if you're not real and you suck up to somebody, you play with their emotions. Oh. It'd be like, Eddie, you did really good on the podcast today, man.
Thanks, dude.
And the Cowboys, dude. I kind of want to be a Cowboys fan because
yeah, man. Thanks,
dude. I was talking to this dude this weekend. He was like, Eddie might be my favorite on the show.
You serious?
Yeah. And I was like, Bojo, that's my boy, dude. Like you, me, let's go. All good. You're the best, dude. That was love bombing. Thanks. I didn't mean any of that.
None of that.
Eddie,
you didn't really. Hey, whoa.
You forgot. Hey, you forgot to say, Eddie. Can I get $100?
Hey, you didn't really know
it, Coach. I didn't mean any of that.
Any of you guys want Bok-Bok before we go?
No. Hey, no one's Ray? A coach. No. We just ate Sonic.
I'm so hungry.
Like, we literally just ate.
Let me guess. You want my credit card?
There you go. Oh, wow. Look, it looks like they upped the charges at Bok-Bok.
Hey, Eddie, my card's not working.
Sorry, guys. This one's going to cost $5,000. They added a delivery fee. $2,000.
Let's go home.
I'll make you my employer.
Hey, Eddie, my card's not working for the Uber, man. Will you Uber? Huh, they did a BMW. You okay with paying with that? Sorry about that, man.
Yeah, how much is it? $20,000.
I accidentally clicked on Uber XL. Eddie, my card ain't working. Will you pay for it?
All right. Let's go home.
All right, goodbye, everyone.
Bye. Man, that was awesome.
Let's get down to business.
These people are telling lies. I'm really real.
Yeah, it's not fake. I'm real deal.
Eddie say that.
Good morning, everybody.
Eddie say fake. I find that son of a bitch.
You think my enemy bad? I'd kill you.
Eddie.
Good morning, everybody. It's going to be a nice flight.
I didn't bring up the final thing he would do. Threat. And then he would threaten the people. So like, oh.
Is that part of love bombing?
Yes. Love bombing starts it, and then ends it with a threat. And you're like, well, I don't know if I should tell anybody. Dude said he's going to come kill me.
Like the one girl, he jetted off in the middle of the night. He was like, oh, my God, I got to go. The enemies are coming. They're gonna come to this house. They know we're here. And he leaves, and he left her at the house.
Yes, he left her there all by herself.
She's like, so I'm like, are they going to get me? So they whisked him away in the bodyguard.
To go
but she had
girls.
To stay in the house because the enemies are coming.
Let's get down. Let's get down to business.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.